Welcome to the Pascal Ngwe Podcast. Pastor Pascal is the senior pastor of Alive Bible Church, a vibrant and growing church with branches across South Africa. Pastor Pascal is an anointed teacher of the Word of God who makes the Bible come alive. Get ready to be empowered with knowledge that will cause you to rise up and build the church of God. Now, let's join the new series, Unstoppable.
We are still building the mega church. Amen. Hallelujah. We will spend our whole lives building the mega church. Until you become a shepherd, I will not stop. Amen. Until some of you become bishops, I will not stop. Until some of you travel to other areas, other locations, other countries, and become vessels through which the church will be planted, we will not stop. Hallelujah. Do you believe in such things?
Yes.
I believe in such things. I'm trusting God for 10 branches. In a couple of months' time. Hallelujah. Let's round that number. And then let's start entering more. Hallelujah. When we talk about our branches, I want to stop saying 03, 04, 0. We want to enter 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus, like 12, 13, 14. You know, we need to. Hallelujah. God is going to do it. Our new series for, and exactly, that's why we're having this series, Unstoppable. Unstoppable. You will be unstoppable. Whatever God has given you to do and achieve, if it is God who gave it to you, nothing and no one will be able to stop it. Unstoppable. Say with me, I am unstoppable. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's exactly who you are. Do you know why you are unstoppable? Because your Savior was unstoppable. This month, we're going to focus on him quite closely and see how unstoppable he was. How nothing could stop him from reaching the goal of saving you, of moving you from hell to heaven. He went through anything he even went to hell and back, but he was unstoppable. Nothing could stop him. The grave could not stop him. The demons could not stop him. The stone could not stop him. The insult could not. Nothing could stop him. I pray. Let nothing stop you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What is an unstoppable person? Number one, it's a person who never stops.
I hear you say.
Tell your neighbor you stop too quickly. An unstoppable person is a person who never stops. Until the goal is reached. The only thing that should make you stop is the reaching of the goal. Why have you stopped? An unstoppable person is someone who is not deterred or discouraged by difficult times. Difficult times do not discourage an unstoppable person. An unstoppable person will fight till the last breath. The last breath. If I'm left with one last breath, I will use it to fight some more. An unstoppable person will keep coming back. They keep coming back. They keep bouncing back. Nothing is more frustrating than a person you thought you dealt with, and they appear again. You thought it was a KO. You were about to lift your hand to start celebrating your victory. Then when you turn your back, they are rising again. That's you.
Amen.
You will rise again.
Amen.
Because he rose again.
Amen.
An unstoppable person is someone who finds other ways to keep moving. If one way doesn't work, it's not the end of the ways. An unstoppable person finds other ways. There must be, tell your neighbor, there must be other ways. There's gotta be. So don't stop here. You see, you are saying you tried, you did it. Look, there are other ways. And an unstoppable person finds those ways. You understand? They don't stop because they tried and they exhausted all that they had. They look for other alternatives. That's an unstoppable person. An unstoppable person refuses to give up or to give in. An unstoppable person is always trying a new and a different way. Could it be the reason you've stopped because you keep using the same old way? That way has become your trap. New ways. An unstoppable person will never stop learning and improving. Never. They are always learning something new. They are always improving on what they already know. That's why they can't be stopped. That's why they can't be stopped. Everything I'm giving you, if you are not doing it, the probabilities of you being stopped are too high. An unstoppable person is someone who rises above opposition and hostility. They rise above opposition and hostility. You thrive in an environment that is not conducive for you. You are like a palm tree. Right by the salted waters, you are making it happen. Joseph was unstoppable. From a tender age, he saw what he was going to become. And from the moment he saw it, all hell broke loose. But Joseph was unstoppable. They hated him, it didn't stop him. They threw him in the pit where there was no water, it didn't stop him. Each one of these things I'm saying have stopped many. A little bit of hatred, you abandon. Little bit of difficulty, you're abandoned. They sold him as a slave. That didn't stop the dream. He was accused of a crime he never committed. He didn't allow that to become the end of his life. Then he was thrown in jail. You know, when you are thrown in jail, just like what happened to Joseph, you get forgotten. Make no mistake. Out of sight, out of heart. Once people throw you in jail, only those who really love you or those you owe money, they are the ones that keep remembering from time to time if you are alive. But even in jail, Joseph was unstoppable. He entered the jail, became the main man in the jail.
Wherever you drew him, he found a way to become something. He couldn't allow anything to stop him. They threw him in the pit, he came out. They threw him in the prison, he came out. Wherever they threw him, nothing could stop the dream God gave the guy. And at the end of the day, the dream God gave him came to pass. Not short of hostility and adversity, but because Joseph was unstoppable and the grace of God was helping him, he made it. Elisha was unstoppable. Over and over again, Elijah says to him, stay here. Don't continue. He said, I will not stay. Don't stop me. I want to come. Unstoppable. Let me read to you a little bit about Joseph before I go to Elisha. Genesis 49, verse 22 to 24. Joseph is a fruitful vine. A fruitful vine near a spring whose branches climb over a wall. Listen to me. The wall is supposed to block the branches, but his branches are climbing. You know, have you seen branches that climb? Branches are climbing. They are having the wisdom to climb. Branches are climbing and they climb over. They are saying nothing will stop what must happen. With bitterness, archers attacked him. They shot at him with hostility, but his bow remained steady. With bitterness, the archers. This is his father relating his life. There was never a time where real archers were attacking Joseph. That all the things that happened to him, arrows that fly by day. You see, there are serious arrows that are shot at you. You don't see them. But Joseph never saw somebody with an arrow shooting at him. But the father is saying archers have shot him. Because that's exactly what happens. They shot at him with hostility. That's his brothers, the way they hated him. It was really shooting. But he couldn't stop him. He remained steady until he entered God's plan for his life. That's the challenge this month. I will be showing you men and women by God's grace that were unstoppable. I don't know what is stopping you or what is trying to stop you or where you have stopped. This month, by God's grace, you shall become unstoppable again. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Elisha was unstoppable. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 6 to 11. Then Elijah said to him, stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me on to Jordan. But he said, as the Lord lives and as your soul lives, I will not leave you. So the two of them went on. And 50 men of the sons of the prophet went and stood facing them at a distance, while the two of them stood by the Jordan. At this stage, this man has been trying to stop this boy three times already. Jericho, Bethel. Now, they have reached the Jordan. Even at the Jordan, he's still trying to stop him. But Elijah says, I will not leave you. Now, Elijah took his mantle, rolled it up and struck the water. And it was divided this way and that, so that the two of them crossed over on dry ground. And so it was, when they had crossed over,
that Elijah said to Elisha, ask, what may I do for you? This is the result of unstoppability. If Elisha had stopped in Jericho, he was never going to hear this question. If he had stopped in Bethel, he was never going to hear this question. The question was reserved to the crossing of Jordan. What may I do for you? So a lot of people who stop before reaching Jordan never hear this type of questions. And they never receive the anointing. Never. Elisha said, please let a double portion of your spirit be upon me. Oh, you need to be unstoppable to receive a double portion of the spirit of your leader. You need to be unstoppable by offense, unstoppable by correction, unstoppable by this, unstoppable by that, unstoppable by betrayal, many disloyalty. You need to be unstoppable for you to reach the level where you will receive anointing and a double portion for that matter. Now you understand why a lot of people never receive it. These sons of the 50 of them, they are watching from far. They stopped long time ago. Nobody knows what stopped them, but they stopped following. They are watching from far, at a distance, the Bible says. They are also called sons of the prophet, but they are watching at a distance. They stopped. And Elijah is given so many opportunities to also stop. So many opportunities. The person is saying to him, stay here. He says, as the Lord lives and as your soul lives, I will never stay anywhere near, except where you are. Unstoppable. Unstoppable. It is unstoppable people who receive the anointing. It is unstoppable people who inherit what their father has for them. That you are near a pastor doesn't mean you are following him. You can be near him, but you stopped following him a long time ago. Paul was unstoppable. I love Paul. 2 Corinthians 11, 22 to 23. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. In labors, more abundant. In stripes, above measure. In prison, more frequently. In death, often. From the Jews, 5 times I received 40 stripes minus 1. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I have been in the deep. In journeys, often. In perils of water. In perils of robbers. In perils of my own countrymen. Perils of Gentiles. In perils in the city. In perils in the wilderness. In perils in the sea. In perils among the false brethren. In weariness and toil. In sleeplessness often. In hunger. In thirst. In fasting often. In cold. In nakedness. Beside other things, what comes upon me daily? My concern for all churches. Say with me, Paul is unstoppable. Look at the list of the things this guy has gone through. Who is weak and I am not weak? He still has compassion. Who is made to stumble and I do not burn with indignation? If I must boast, I will boast in the things which concern my infirmity. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is blessed forever, knows that I am not lying. In Damascus, the governor under Aretas, the king, was guarding the city of Damascus with a garrison, desiring to arrest me. But I was let down in a basket through a window in a wall, escaping from his hands. Unstoppable. They broke the whole city to arrest him and kill him. He entered a basket. They put him through a window under a wall. I told you, an unstoppable person finds other ways. You must find another way to keep moving. You only know the main gate. Paul used a window. The question this morning is the question my father in the ministry asks usually. What have you been through? What have you survived? Ask your neighbor, what have you been through? The moment we enter April, listen to me. It's a month to introspect yourself. And ask yourself, what have I been through? And what have I survived? You must have been through certain things, but did you survive them? Only an unstoppable person will go through hell and back and survive the journey. Are you with me so far? Ask your neighbor again, what have you been through? What have you been through? What have you survived? What have you survived? I've shown you Joseph, Paul. Let me show you the master himself. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. The master unstoppable. We'll talk about him this month. But for this morning, let's just look at Hebrews 12, verse 2 to 3. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat at the right hand of the throne of God, for considering him, that's verse 12, 3 now, who endures such hostility from sinners. The King James says such contradiction from sinners, lest you become weary and discouraged in your soul. If you don't get inspiration from Jesus, the next thing that will happen is that you will be tired. And the next thing that will happen is that you will be discouraged. If you don't get your inspiration from Jesus, who endured the cross and overpowered the forces of darkness and sat where God told him you will sit. Just now, you will think the journey is too much. Just now, you'll be hit by discouragement. May that never be your portion in Jesus' name. Let's start our business of the day. Listen, this morning, I would like to introduce you to your enemy. Do you understand? I would like to introduce you to your enemy properly, so you understand why you must have a mentality of unstoppability. I'm talking about the devil, Satan. Satan's main job on earth is to oppose. As a matter of fact, the very name Satan, do you understand? That name Satan, it means adversary, opposer. The name Satan, that word, Satan, it means somebody who is an adversary. And it also, the best meaning is somebody who opposes. He opposes. In other words, you want to take a step, he is against it. So it's important to understand when this adversary is deployed on your life, you start feeling resistance, opposition, hindrance.
Nobody explained it better than Paul. I mean, the way Paul moved in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 18, he says, "For I wanted to come to you. Certainly I, Paul, did again and again, but Satan blocked our way." This is Satan opposing a man of God. Satan is opposing the work of God. He wanted to go to those people. You see, many times you have a desire to go and visit somebody, and you can't explain what happened between the thought you had and the visit not happening. Satan blocked our way. Listen to me. Let me give you another version before I talk. New Living Translation. "We wanted very much to come to you. And I, Paul, tried again and again, but Satan prevented us." The opposer, the adversary, he prevented. The New King James. "Therefore, we wanted to come to you, even I, Paul, time and again, but Satan hindered us." The Contemporary English Version says, "We really wanted to come. I myself tried several times, but Satan always stopped us." Now, what I like about Paul is that Paul did not beat about the bush. You see, when Satan is stopping you, you won't see Satan in front of you stopping you. Do you get what I'm saying? You just realize there's not enough money. You just notice that there's a puncture. You just realize that you are sick. You understand? And you will be thinking that those are the things that are happening to you. But Paul went straight to the source of every hindrance, every opposition, every blockage you are experiencing in your life. Paul could have said, "We wanted to come many times, but we didn't have the money. We wanted to come many times, but the weather was not good. We wanted to come many..." You see, because in actuality and in practicality, one of those things that we hear me talk about is the reason why he couldn't make it. But when you look at it from the right perspective, you realize that it was never the weather really. It was never the money that was missing. It was the devil standing on the way. But people do not realize that. They are being opposed by Satan, but they don't know this is Satan opposing them. Because it doesn't look like him. It looks like just somebody who doesn't want to help you. It looks like somebody who is just being difficult. It looks like a neighbor that is just trying to be difficult. Yet you are being opposed. You are being stopped. Your ambition to pass matric, your ambition to get a job, your ambition to get married, whatever ambition you have, your desire to work for God, anything you are trying to do, listen to me today. There's somebody called your adversary. Your adversary. Your adversary. His job is to stop your steps. I really wanted to marry you, but there was no money. Oh, today you know the real reason. I really wanted to marry you. Satan stopped me. When you are not well trained in the spirit, you will say there was no money. When you are not well trained in the spirit, you will say my parents were against it.
But when you know the spirit realm very well, you will know it is not your parents who didn't like it. It is not the money that was not there. There is a person called your adversary. He is against any step you are trying to make into your future. His job is to stand on the way. Opposer. If you've ever watched the parliament, you will understand what I'm teaching. There's a ruling party and there is opposition. Nothing the ruling party does is ever good. Have you noticed that? Even if the ruling party says this thing is white and blue, the opposition will look at that thing and say it has gone through some bleaching, and if we looked at it deeply, the thing was black. And it, ever since it entered your hand, it became white and blue. And that's the main reason why we want you out of the office, because you are changing things. The opposition is trained to never agree with you. Now, that is just human beings that can oppose you to that degree. How much more the owner of the title himself, the person who owns the title deed of opposition. I mean, what EFF does is baby level. Do you understand? What DA does is baby level. The real opposer is called Lucifer. He is the main guy. So when you come, he has a plan to ensure that whatever you are planning to do should not work. But this month, by the grace of God, you're going to develop a mind that says, I am unstoppable. I know there's somebody that is on the way to stop me. There's somebody that has come to block my way, but I will not be stopped. I will not be blocked. I will not be prevented. I will pass through. Satan doesn't only stop servants of God, he stops angels. Satan does not only stop people, he also stops angels. And in so doing, he can stop prayers. Prayers that you are lifting to the heaven, because prayer is also help that you are calling upon. And that help is coming through angels. When I read my Bible, I learned that Satan stood on the way of help that was sent to a man of God. Daniel 10, 12 to 13. Then he said to me, do not fear, Daniel, for from the first day when you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before the Lord, which is prayer and fasting, your words were heard. And I have come because of your words. You see, that's why it's important you pray. Angels respond to prayer. The angel is telling Daniel, I came in response to your words. So you see, when you are quiet, you are not activating angelic activity. That's why you must, a praying person always have assistance of angels. I learned this from Bishop Dag years ago. He says, a man who prays a lot is always under heavy angelic activity. Heavy. You see Jacob, the man struggles with an angel at night. He's seeing angels ascending and descending. He said constantly he's around angels because in the night he's praying. The angel says, I came in response of your words. You were praying and I've come. And when you pray in your house, there will be a lot of angelic activity in that house. When you pray in your room, there will be angelic activity in your room. The reason why you are having the dreams you are having is because you are not praying much in that room. So the angelic activity is too low. Sometimes the only angel is your guardian angel. There's not much activity.
But Daniel, 21 days, that's why we fasted in January. This is the Daniel, this is where it's coming from. Look at verse 13. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia, which is the devil in this context, withstood me. Another version says, resisted me. The other version says, opposed me. The other version says, blocked the way. For 21 days. And behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me. And that's why he could see the angel. 21 days of opposition. You are not going down. You will not give him this job. We are holding it here. Some areas, many times, God will lay in your heart, go preach there. You're not going there. You're not going there. Nobody's going there. And before you realize, you change your mind. Go visit this sister. No. You can't even explain why you didn't go. We wanted to come many times, but we know who is responsible for these things. I just found myself watching TV. Oh, it's not a TV. The devil did some tricks and you were in front of the TV. But now I'm showing you it goes higher. Angels are also being stopped from helping. The guy is really living up to his name, I'm telling you. Number three, he opposes opportunities and breakthroughs. 1 Corinthians 16 verse 9. For a great and effectual door has opened for me, and there are many adversaries. If you remember, an adversary is an opposition. An adversary, opposition, that's Satan. That's his work. There's a great opportunity to grow, to increase. But there's adversary. So Satan opposes men of God. He opposes the work of God. He opposes the prayer through the trying to stop the angel. And he also opposes opportunities. Open doors. You think you just sit there and the doors will open. Oh. Now, above all, I'm saying this morning, I just want, before we get into the unstoppability, I want you to understand what is stopping you. Do you understand? We must understand what is causing this resistance you are feeling in your life constantly. You want to read a book, you can't finish reading the book. You want to finish a podcast, you can't. You want to start the work of ministry, 2 days is enough, you abandon it. Anything you try, it's like, look, there is a force that is directed on you. Maybe you didn't know. I'm not telling you. How many of you can agree with me that so you sometimes you just feel there's just resistance? I mean, I don't know what is happening, but things don't just flow. Have you noticed that things don't just flow? They don't just flow the way you want them to flow. Oh, yes. That's because there's a resistance, there's opposition. There's another party in that parliament. And whenever you come with your good proposal, the party stands up and says, we are against this thing. It cannot pass. Lastly, Satan opposes you directly. Sometimes he opposes your plans. Sometimes he opposes your angels. But most of the time, he is opposing you fair and square.
1 Peter 5 verse 8. Be sober and vigilant because your adversary, the devil. Your adversary. Not your adversary, the bank account. No. Not your adversary, the sickness. No. Not your adversary, your mother. No. Your adversary, the devil. Peter made it clear for all of us. The devil walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Your adversary, your opposer, your opposition. Understand that when you hear Satan, is adversary, mean it's adverse. Adverse. It's on the other side. It's not on your side. Don't expect any help. It's on the other side. Adverse. Adverse. Your opposition. His name is the devil. You don't have a lot of adversaries. Even when they are many, it's just one. The main guy is the devil. So if I have an enemy who is called the devil, he's an adversary, he's an opposer. I hope you realize that any step you want to take, he will oppose it. That's how I must be. Unstoppable. If I don't have this mind, it means I'm not well trained. It means the first opposition, I will stop. But this man, you will know, never stop for any adversary and any opposition. If God has shown you something, be like Joseph. Say to yourself, throw me in the pit, I'll come out. Throw me in the prison, I'll come out. Throw me in jail, I'll come out. But whatever happened, I will become what God said I'm going to become. As for the opposition, the Bible is telling you he will come. You don't need to ask yourself, will I be opposed in this life? Look, you are new. If you are thinking that way, I say, will I ever have a problem? No, look. Tell your neighbor, please, go to the parliament. You don't understand yourself. You don't understand yourself very, very well. Will I ever be opposed in this life? You are very new in the block. You are a new kid on the block. But let me tell you something. The right spirit you are receiving this month is that no matter the opposition, no matter the resistance, no matter the arguments, I am unstoppable. Nothing will be able to stop what God said will happen in my life. These are some of the areas Satan is going to try to stop you. Number one, difficulties. Difficulties. Difficulties come not for any purpose, to stop you. That's the whole game. The whole game is you must stop the plan you have. You must abandon this project. How many of you have plans for your life? You have something you want to achieve. There's something you are saying. Listen to me this morning. Difficulty will come, and the purpose is really not for it. It's just to steal, to stop that plan. That plan must not continue. By the time the difficulty is over, the plan too must be over. The dream too must end. So Satan uses difficulties. But I'm glad to tell you this morning, the very same thing that Satan is trying to use to destroy, it is usually the very same thing God is using to raise you stronger. So difficulty can be used to break you, and God can use difficulty to make you. So the same difficulty
For one person, it has stopped them. For the other person, it has fueled them. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Psalm 34, verse 19. But the Lord delivers him out of them all. Second thing Satan will throw at you, discouragement. Remember, the purpose is to stop you. Discouragement is a deadly weapon in the hands of your adversary. Discouragement. To make you feel it won't work, it has not worked, it will not work, just drop it. Discouragement has stopped many of us. When difficulty doesn't do it, discouragement steps in. And what Satan is trying to do is to convince you the plan will not work. I can imagine Joseph in that cell. Say, men are pushed. But look at where it has ended me. I tried to live for God. I tried to do the right thing. Look at where it has ended me. What is the use? Discouragement. Any of you that is discouraged this morning, by the grace of God, by the Spirit of God, you are regaining spiritual strength. Daniel 7 verse 25. And he shall speak great words against the Most High and shall wear out the saints of the Most High. He shall wear them out. He shall wear out the saints of the Most High. Are you feeling weary? Worn out? It's part of the agenda to kill whatever dream you are trying to resurrect. Number three, delays. So number one, difficulty. When you overcome it, he hits discouragement. And when he sees that you are still interested in taking further steps, he starts fighting to, imagine if somebody is opposing, I'm sure you realize that by all means there will be delays. If you are trying to make a step and somebody seems to oppose it, you're not moving as fast as you will move. You are experiencing delay. Most of your delays is an indication there is opposition. Most of your delays must not alarm you. It is a sign you are being opposed. And if you are being opposed, it means you are on the right track. Because I cannot oppose you if you are on the wrong track. And most of your delays is because the thing you are trying to pursue, except if it is a denial, God says no. But a delay is usually that the thing is the right thing. But Satan has stood on the way to stop. That's why you are experiencing delays in the delivery. The problem is, those delays can affect you. And you end up dropping the ball altogether. But this morning, I want you to say, I am unstoppable, unstoppable. Delays or no delays, I'm taking a flight. From time to time, you will hear the flight is delayed. But whether the flight is delayed by 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, the bottom line is, I will reach my destination at the end of the day. Let me give you a few more. Satan will use accusations and condemnation.
He will show you how wrong you are, how you messed it up. And those accusations can produce weariness in you. And before you realize, you are dropping the ball. He brings condemnation. Satan can use temptation. The purpose of temptation is to create a trap so you don't continue moving or divert you. You are going this way. They say, hey, there's something nice this side. There's something nice this side. And you are going this way. Then there's a temptation that you tell them, oh. Of course. And he keeps going behind and you are following him that side. Temptation cause you to deviate from the vision. And as soon as you deviate, you are no more making progress. You are moving, but you are not moving in the right direction. Some of you even start running, like, because again, he's pulling this thing away, and you are not following it. When you were on the right track, you were just walking. In fact, you were just strolling. Now that it has shown you something, you are not running for it. Temptation. These are tools he uses. All of them are designed to do one thing. Stop progress. Cause you to stop pursuing, moving. But this morning, I say with you, I am unstoppable. I am unstoppable. Satan is going to use sickness and disease against you. He's an opposer. Sickness and disease, anything that can inflict pain to your body consistently enough until you say, I know, I think with the current state I'm in, I don't think I can continue. That's what he wants. He just wants you to descend. After the body has received its fair share of attacks, you will just look like, hey, I mean, if I was 200, let me descend to 50. He's stopping you. But you are unstoppable. Disease will never stop you from fulfilling the plan of God for your life. Sickness will not stop. You see, you have to determine, I am unstoppable. There are people that fulfill their plan, the plan of God, without hands and without feet. Satan fought them before they could even be born. He said, you will never have hands and feet. The person came, he still fought and became unstoppable, and he's fulfilling the plan of God for his life without hands and without feet. So you must tell yourself, Satan, this game you are playing, you must understand already, my mind is set. I will not stop. Oh, I pray that God give me maybe just 10 like that in this ABC. Just 10 people that will say, I will never stop. Never. Small flu, you resign for 2 weeks. Small headache, we don't see you for a month. You are being stopped. Small rejection, you are crying for 3 years now. Just small rejection that has happened. You are crying now for 3 years. Ordinary rejection that everybody is experiencing in this world. You've been crying for 3 years. Why did he say that? I mean, why couldn't he choose another word? What are you talking about? You should arise above such things. Your whole journey has stopped there. I don't like the way my boss is talking to me. I don't like the way my colleagues are treating me. Look, my friend, tell yourself, I am unstoppable.
his greatest tool, he has two. One of last, fear. Fear. He comes and damps it on you. Before you know it, you stop moving. Our Bible says, God did not give us the spirit of fear. So who gave you that fear? Can you tell me who gave it to you? See, because God didn't give it to you. So who gave it to you? And what is the reason why he gave it to you? What is the purpose? What is he trying to achieve? You are being stopped. Don't pursue this dream. Because I know if I leave you, you'll pursue it. Let's give you a dose of fear. And let's give another dose of fear. Let's add a bit of trauma. Before long, you just start turning in circles. Fear. This is by far one of his deadliest weapons in stopping people. Oh, far too many. They journey for 40 years in front of their dream. Fear stole the dream. You've been waiting for the past 5 years, keeping yourself. You even became a virgin again. But just to open your mouth and say something, fear has crippled you. Before you realize, you descend in pornography and masturbation. Simply because you don't have the strength and the courage to speak. You can't speak. Some of you do so well until you start scaring the devil. They can't dump fear on you. It's Bishop Oedepo who said, if you are giving things to people, it means you are suffering from it more than everybody. You see, if you are giving people flu, it means you have flu. If you are distributing coronavirus, you cannot be distributing coronavirus and you don't have coronavirus. If you are distributing fear to people, it means you are the one of the most fearful person yourself. Stop fearing the guy. He is afraid. He is afraid himself. You cannot give what you don't have. If you are giving us fear, because you have it. You have it. It's in you. It's in you. Please, take it back to him. Tell him, I don't want it. I don't want it. Take back your things. Or before April 31st, somebody will take a step forward. Somebody will take a step forward. Your whole life has been paralyzed in one place. I am unstoppable. That mind is going to enter you. That mind is going. Look, listen to me. There's nothing wrong with you. The word you are receiving every week, there's nothing wrong with it. The problem is the mindset. I want you to start developing it. You see, if you don't have this unstoppable mindset, many things will not work. Many things will not work. Understanding the adversary. Understanding your enemy. The enemy of your progress. And what are his plans against you? And taking a disposition already before he start unfolding his plan, you tell yourself, you will not stop me. You will not stop me. You will not stop me. I am unstoppable. I am the new Joseph. I am the new Elijah.
I am the new Jeremiah. I am the new David. I am the new Esther. I am the new Deborah. You cannot stop me. Don't try it on me. Don't try that thing on me. You think you can stop? You will not stop me. You will not stop me. His last blow is death. When Satan is not too afraid of you, do you understand? He's no more trying to make you afraid. He's no more trying to bring discouragement. Those things are not working. Do you understand? You have overcome those things. You are not discouraged. You are not bothered by difficulty. You overcome difficulty. Satan has no other weapon left. He says, you know what? At this stage, let's clear this guy. Then he brings the weapon of death. But that weapon too, we have a key against it. Don't get scared. Don't get scared. That's why from time to time, you just start having thoughts of funerals. You say, hey, how will my funeral be? How will my funeral be? How many of you have had thoughts of your funeral? How will my funeral? You see, when you are having such thoughts, understand that the person is playing your exit. Your exit is being planned. Somebody is trying to stop you before you finish your job. You are not married yet. You are already thinking about the funeral. You haven't seen many things that God promised you. And you are already thinking about the funeral, the obituary. Who will be reading the obituary? Who is going to be carrying the coffin? Who will it be, Malome? And then Adam Malome, this, that. Who will be? Look at you. Look at what you are busy with. The man is clearing you from the system. John 8:44. You are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning. He's a murderer. As you are there entertaining thoughts of your funeral, he said, go on, my daughter. This is, you know, you need to plan this thing. You should assess this thing well. You are not even 22. You are already thinking about the funeral. No, the adversary is working on your case. God has sent me to cast him out of your mind. To cast him out of your mind. When you hear those, I say, Satan, I rebuke you. I am not going anywhere. There's no funeral near me at all. I'm passing 70 with ease. And I'm entering 80 with ease. Please, go and keep your coffin far, far, far. Go trust somebody else. Go trust somebody else. Not me. Not me. You're already afraid. Oh, you're already afraid. You're already bringing death. You're already bringing death. Oh, you're very, 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 very far. You don't know whom you're dealing with. Unstoppable. Unstoppable. Yes, Jesus. See, what I'm teaching you there is very biblical. In the book of James chapter 4 verse 7, my last scripture, submit yourself to God. Resist the devil. Resist him. Resist the resister. Oppose the opposer. He wants to resist. You say, let me show you. Let me show you resistance proper, proper. He wants to oppose. You say, let me show you opposition. We use his tools on himself.
month is I want you to grasp a mindset. There's a mindset. Last year, this time, I taught you about having a mindset for heaven. But now we are down here. We are still down here. Do you understand? We are dealing with stuff down here. Unstoppable. Once that mind enters you, whatever you throw, I will throw back. Whatever you send, I send back. All you need is this mind. You stop crying. You see, most of your crying is because this mind hasn't entered you. But my Bible says, let this mind, which was in Christ, become your mind. Christ did not allow anything to stop him. Nothing could stop him. He didn't fear the pain. He didn't fear the nails. He didn't fear anything. He was unstoppable in saving you. And the Bible said, let that mind enter you. I'm unstoppable. I'm unstoppable. You have believed too quickly that you can be stopped. You've believed it too quickly, too fast. Few challenges you've accepted. Hey, I will not. No. There's nothing like that. There's nothing like that. That job can come. That marriage can come. That church can start. Your ministry can develop. Anything that God promised you can happen. Your problem is that you are giving up too quickly. Satan's tool seems to be working. I understand the message I'm preaching to you, and I know it's not easy to do the things I'm teaching. But it's worse to flow with the devil. It's worse. Resist the devil. He will flee from you. Praise the Lord. Right where you are, on your feet, everybody. Oh, yes. Father, thank you that you have sent yet again another deliverance into my spirit in this blessed month of April. You want me to believe that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Therefore, I cannot be stopped unless it is the will of God. Open your mouth and begin to pray. What has stopped you? What has stopped you? Little failure in school? What has stopped you? What has stopped you? What has intimidated you? Please. God didn't make a mistake the day he created you. Press. I am unstoppable. I am unstoppable. I refuse to believe the lies. I refuse to believe them. I refuse to believe the father of lies. I am not accepting this. I reject this. I reject it. I will not believe it. I can be. I can do. I can achieve. I will not settle for less. I will not. I will not settle for less.
Yes.
Shaka brakata kabranda kabara kabara kabaya. Ebra kabranda kabana bara bara baya. Masaka tukulama.
I am unstoppable. Because Jesus is unstoppable.
Oh, yes, yes.
Paul was unstoppable.
Oh, yes, yes.
Elijah was unstoppable. Joseph was unstoppable. Hey, I cannot be stopped.
La conda que pela mela. Ebra que pronto kushanda bara bara baya. Meka pala mela. Makole mela. Makole mela. Makole mela.
What is it that has stopped you? What is it that has stopped you? The word has come. The word has come to challenge the barrier. To challenge the barrier. To challenge the barrier. To challenge the barrier.
Yes, yes, yes.
yes, yes, yes. Ashaka baya, le kramona, ekula mandela balaka dela balaka balaka baya. Abraka mandula maya kabaya. Efreke brande kabranda kansekele maya. Akala maya, unstoppable, unstoppable.
I am unstoppable. I am unstoppable. I will say it until I believe it. I will say it until I live it. I am unstoppable. I will not be stopped by discouragement. I will not be stopped by discouragement. I will not be stopped by fear. I will not be stopped by delays. I will not be stopped by sickness and disease. I will not be stopped by lies. I will not be stopped by temptation. I will not be stopped by discouragement. Awake, oh my soul. Awake, oh my soul. We are not done yet. We are not done yet. I cannot start thinking of funerals. Why am I thinking of funerals? Why am I thinking of funerals? This is an escape mentality. Escape mentality. I will not escape. I will fight till I win.
Unstoppable.
Through the cross I am unstoppable. Through the blood of Jesus I am unstoppable. Through the word of God I am unstoppable. Through the anointing of the Holy Ghost I am unstoppable.
Through the blood, through the blood of Jesus. Shake it, take it, bring it, give it. Break it, bring it, give it. Break it, bring it, give it.
No sickness will stop me.
Yes.
No disease will delay me.
Yes, yes.
No discouragement will bury me. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, yes, yes. Shake it, take it, bring the bobo. Break it, bring it, give it.
In Jesus' precious name,
amen.
We have given thanks.
Amen.
Lift your hands, everybody, and pray for the month of April. Say, Lord, like you have started this first Sunday.
Yes.
Pursue me this month.
Pursue me.
Don't let go of me till you
Don't
fix
let
my
go
mind.
Of me.
Father, have mercy on me through this series.
Yes.
Let everything that must be changed, change.
Amen.
Open your mouth and pray.
Alama sekende branda gabaya gabaya gabaya. Pursue me, Lord.
Reach down to me this month, O God.
Pursue me.
Reach down to me. And pull me out of this pit where there's no water. Pull me out of the muddy clay. Pull me out of my mind. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus.
By your mercies.
Let your word work in my life, Jesus.
Makalo, makalo, makalo.
I am unstoppable. I am unstoppable. I am unstoppable. Unstoppable. My ministry will not be stopped. My goals will not be stopped. My dreams will not be stopped. Just because I had a bad yesterday, it doesn't mean my future is paralyzed.
Maconde de Velavaya, Eprende de Velavaya, Maconde Vana, Maconde de Velava, I am unstoppable. Epana Cabaya, Eprende de Veramande, Shake it.
Father, restore strength to your people. Restore strength, Lord.
Oh.
In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks.
Amen.
This morning, you are listening to me, you are watching me on the TV, you are watching online. But you are not born again. You haven't allowed Jesus to give you the fresh start you need to enter the life of unstoppability. You are not unstoppable by your own capacity. Please, you will be cleared in a minute. It's the presence of Jesus. That's why Hebrews 12:2 says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. You are watching this morning.
you are not born again. Please allow the author of this mindset. Philippians says that let this mind which was in Christ, it is his mind we are using here.
You cannot use somebody's mind and you are not with the person. You are saying, Pastor, I want to be born again. I would like to pray for you. At the count of three, please raise your right hand and Pastor will pray with you. 1, 2, 3, lift your right hand. I would like Pastor to pray for me. God bless you. God bless you. God bless all of you that are saying, Pastor, I want to be born again. I want my sins forgiven. I want you a new life. God bless you. You can take your hands down. Now you are already born again, but this morning you are saying, Pastor, I want to recommit my life to Jesus. Our God is the God of another chance. Every day there are new mercies available for you. And this morning I want to give you that opportunity to make things right with God. I'm saying, Pastor, please, I want to fix my journey. I've been discouraged. I've been beaten up. But this morning I have come to receive fresh waters. I want to pray for you right now. You're saying, Pastor, pray with me. I want you to recommit my life to Jesus. 1, 2, 3, your hands up. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Right about now, we're going to pray together. Please repeat these simple words after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you today. Please forgive me my sins. Wash me with your blood. I believe you died for me. On the third day you rose again. That I might be justified. Right now, I believe my sins are forgiven. I'm justified by your blood. I'm saved. I'm restored. I'm born again. I'm a child of God. I am free from the power of sin.
I am free from the power of sin.
To serve the living God. Thank you, Jesus, for receiving me. Thank you, Jesus, for restoring me. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening. May God bless you. Remember to subscribe to receive our latest service notifications and to share the link. You can also watch our pastor, Pastor Pascal, live on our Facebook page, Alive Bible Church HQ, or on our YouTube channel, Alive Bible Church SA. Remember, you are alive to give life.